look at current data in Southern Illinois, which I am sure some of you will be surprised.
Southern Illinois has seen an increase in prescription drug and heroin abuse.
There's also been an increase in women, particularly in Southern Illinois, than any parts of the state.
Community Behavioral Healthcare Association of Illinois CEO Marvin Lindsay helped organize Tuesday's summit. One of the trends Lindsay's learned about is how young people are getting hurt and can lead to an addiction.
They take them and they get more and they become addicted, and once the doctors stop prescribing them, then they kind of gravitate towards heroin.
The Illinois Department of Public Health decided to focus on opioid prescription abuse, education, intervention, and recovery because of the current data.
80% of our heroin users initiated their substance abuse with prescription drugs.
Allison Hassler with the IDPH says there are many agencies and strategies being used to combat this epidemic.
Some of that is education, and some of it is training for our providers. So we're talking, there's a lot of different approaches going on right now.
Franklin County has seen a 7% increase in opioid deaths between 2014 and 2015. This concerns Franklin County Sheriff Don Jones.
It is a law enforcement problem, but it's a public health issue, a big public health issue. Some would say a crisis, and I wouldn't disagree with that, but it's a problem that has to be tackled by many different parts of the community. Law enforcement has a role, but certainly not the only role.
Sheriff Jones thinks getting the community together like this will help everyone involved in dealing with these problems.
You know, a summit like this really helps. Gets us all in the same room and on the same page, and nothing wrong with that.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.